Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I'm here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
You got to talk closer to your microphone.
Hi.
Thank you.
There we go.
How you doing?
Oh, great.
Oh, great. Good.
Great.
Fantastic. I forgot how we start these.
Okay.
Wait, do we have an update on your bird nest from your patio?
Oh, yes, we do.
Okay, tell.
There are squirrels aplenty, and I took a picture of inside the nest because she flew away for a second.
Okay.
There's now 5 eggs, and they should be hatching around May 20th, so this is pretty exciting.
I'm very happy for you, Mom.
My own explore.org in my backyard.
Get her done.
Without the cameras.
Yes. So just nature, real life. Living real life in your backyard. Correct.
Yes.
All right, Mom. I guess we start with holidays. Why? My brain is off. I've been going all day. I'm very exhausted.
Well, I've been driving, so I'm exhausted.
I drove today, too.
Okay. We're doubly exhausted.
Mom, tell us the holidays of today.
I'll tell you.
And then maybe I'll get some energy while you do that.
May 17th is today. For them.
When we post this, I was like, no, it's not. Okay.
It's National Do Something Good for Your Neighbor Day.
Your neighbor?
I like that.
I don't like knowing my neighbors.
Your neighbor could be your neighbor in your
Won't
neighborhood.
You be my neighbor.
Or your neighbor, like the person in the cubicle next to you if you go to work. Or
your office neighbor.
It could be
your desk neighbor.
A neighbor. Standing next to you in a grocery store.
That's a stranger.
But if they're a neighbor in the store.
That's a stranger.
Just be nice. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you should always be nice to people.
I know that.
I don't like knowing my neighbors because then I feel I have to talk to them when I go outside. And sometimes I don't want to talk to them.
Then you don't when you don't want to, but you do when you
no,
do.
No, because you're rude.
No, you're not rude.
Because they want to talk. Well, no, they don't. There are some neighbors who do not accept that as an answer.
Well, I've got great neighbors, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be. Continue.
Okay. May 18th, National Visit Your Relatives Day.
On the 18th?
On the 18th.
Look at that.
Look at that. The 19th, World Plant a Vegetable Garden Day.
Listen, that is a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
For very little yield.
You know.
Did I use that word correctly?
You did.
Thanks.
Yes, I just planted some lettuce in a different part of my yard in pots. Because I thought, I'll give this a go. And it's not, no.
Yeah, I tried to do it once. And I put all these efforts into some peppers and some strawberries. And let me tell you, not worth it, even in the slightest.
Well, I'll tell you what is worth it.
Tell me.
Tomatoes, cherry tomatoes.
Okay, I don't
zucchini,
like those. That's okay.
And sugar snap peas.
I don't like sugar snap peas. The only thing I liked in there was a zucchini.
Okay, well, I like all those three.
Well.
But the lettuce, you grow it and it's done. Yeah,
you also don't eat most of the food you produce.
Well, I'm not home long enough now to eat it.
There you go.
To grow it. So then dad takes care of it when I'm gone. And
then dad doesn't want to be a farmer. Farmer
Clearly.
Tim? Farmer Tim. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, so he just doesn't.
Okay.
So, and then pick a strawberry day.
Right after the vegetable day?
Yeah. And National Rescue Dog. I put dog instead of dog day. It's been a day. May 21st, National Endangered Species Day and Waiter and Waitresses Day.
Okay. I don't know why I have nothing to say. I have genuinely nothing to say about any of these.
May 22nd. You got to say something about this one.
Parker's birthday. And Duncan's birthday was last Wednesday. I forgot to wish him a happy birthday. I'm a terrible aunt.
No, your life's just very busy. Put a little reminder, ding, ding, on your phone.
Yeah, I should have done that.
Yeah.
Also, he's never going to remember.
Well, he's getting to the age where they do.
Yeah,
so.
I got, this is my last year for being able to forget without him remembering that I forgot.
Yeah.
Parker, I got to remember.
May 22nd.
May 22nd. All right. I got a JoJo hoverboard I can throw at his front doorstep.
Oh, boy.
I already asked Jessica.
Okay.
It was approved.
I was going to say.
No, I don't give the kids gifts unless it's approved by Jessica first.
Okay.
I know how to be a good aunt slash sister, sister-in-law.
All right. World Turtle Day is coming up.
I'm
pretty excited about the turtles.
Is the turtle? Listen, is the turtle the one that goes in the water and the tortoise stays on the land?
Tortoises are on land. Yes.
And the turtle's in the water.
Turtles go in or out of the water. Yes.
But they don't live just on land.
No, that would be a tortoise.
So that's the difference.
Yes.
Because growing up, I thought a turtle was a turtle.
No.
Turtle's not a turtle.
No, we had a tortoise.
We had a tortoise.
We had a desert tortoise.
I always thought we had a turtle.
No.
We had a tortoise.
We had a tortoise.
I feel like the tortoise is not a word said very often.
Tortoise and turtle.
Where do tortoises live?
In the desert.
Only?
Or in our backyard.
Okay.
Don't do that, Mom.
Yeah.
You're making noise. I saw that look and that look. That was like a mom look. Like, stop it. Stop it now. Stop it.
I often think yours and my relationship has switched where I am the parent now. I very much feel that a lot of the time. You're like, I'm done. I've
parented. I raised you right because you're a great parent.
You've parented for 38 years. You're done.
I don't need to parent anymore.
No, you're done. You grandma, and then now I'll parent you.
There we go.
Are you eating healthy? I feel like I say that to you.
I had chicken and beef right before I came here.
That does not sound healthy to me.
It was a McDonald's happy.
Yeah, I was about to be like, no, you're wrong. You did not eat healthy beef. No one's going to say beef is healthy. Chicken, I would have been okay.
I've read bison meat is better for you than beef.
Who says this?
The world.
I feel, let's ask Kelly Six, a registered dietitian.
Ask her, because I just made
bison?
Bison.
I believe that. I don't think that beef is good for anybody.
Well, I don't know. It sure tastes good on a burger.
I never said it didn't taste good.
Oh, okay.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
It's not good for you. Good for your soul. Not good for your health.
Well, if you'll eat lean meat.
No.
Okay. Well, Rachel.
Especially, Mom, if you're eating McDonald's.
I don't know if that counts as meat.
No, it counts as just double bad.
Yeah.
Double bad.
Hey, I was in a rush to get here.
I just hope that you're around for a while longer.
So you can parent me more?
No, so that you can grandparent kids that I have.
Yeah.
So please stick around.
All right. Then I'll adjust my mom tiara.
Thank
grandma
you.
Grandma tiara. Because May 24th is International Tiara Day.
What a segue, Mom.
Did you like that?
That's the best segue you've ever done.
Thank you.
It kind of threw me.
I was trying to figure out how to say it with you. Oh, adjust that tiara now, but it didn't work that way. I got
you had to adjust yours.
Mine.
I'm not a princess.
Okay. You're my little
sweetie
pie.
See, princess was never used on me. Rightfully
because,
so.
No.
I don't feel I'm a princess.
No. But yeah.
I'm not a princess.
You're my boo-boo bear.
Yeah, Colleen's a princess.
Well, she sparkles. She does sparkles.
I have never been called princess. It's been monkey, boo-boo bear.
Did that bother you?
Not at all. I'm realizing it now as an adult.
My sister was the princess.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
I was
my mom's angel.
You can't just call like any girl or any feminine girl even at that a princess. It has to be a certain type of person.
Yeah, I was not princess.
No.
My sister was princess. I don't think she wanted to be princess. I don't know. I can't speak for her. But I was angel.
Because
I complained one day.
Oh, you didn't have a word?
Why am I not your princess? Oh, you're my angel.
Oh, so, they pulled that one out of their butt, didn't they?
I was an angel. There's just a couple more. Tap Dance Day, May 25th. World Otter Day. I love a good otter viewing.
A good otter viewing?
Yeah, like in Morro Bay, you can sit there and watch the little otters.
They are the cutest.
Oh, they're so cute. And they have the little babies.
They float around.
And May 28th is Amnesty International Day.
Amnesty? I don't know what that means.
That day recognizes the need to protect human rights around the world.
Well, that's a good day.
And you know what? June's just around the corner. Can you believe it, Rachel?
I cannot believe it, Mom. We're almost in June.
We're almost halfway done with this year.
That's gross. I feel like time, May went by really fast for me. What are you doing, Mom?
In the bag over there on your cement.
That
blocks.
Is a smart pot. Where
oh, gotcha.
It's for gardening. You
I
want it?
Someone left their purse there. No, because I'm not home to garden.
Okay.
Rarely.
You can take it over to Colleen's.
I don't think they have time either.
Well, you if you're there, you could garden there.
No, because I'm busy doing other things.
Well, maybe Flynn has time on his busy schedule?
He would dig all the dirt out and put it in his trucks. So I think it's better just not.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
I feel that.
All right.
Okay.
Do we have any sponsors?
You know what? I think we do have a sponsor for today.
There
Let's
we go.
Check.
Let's do it.
Sponsor.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hot. We are a hot mess today.
We're on it, Mom. You did a segue. You did two segues. You sponsored us. You got us our sponsor for the day. All right. I asked Twitters what y'all wanted me to talk about today.
Cool.
No one asked questions. It was all just
maybe because we've told them everything.
I think
we're done. See, our podcast is no one has any more questions. We know everything we want
to
know.
Oh no, we have to. Oh, we gotta pause to turn off the AC unit.
Okay. Oh, he's the liquor.
Blaze leave grandma alone. Leave it.
I'm trying to work here.
Oh, okay, we're back.
Okay.
Cher wanted. She said, "Are you excited for the Friends reunion?" She wanted to talk about the Friends reunion. I guess that's a question, but it was more of like the topic. She wanted to know my thoughts on the topic. I feel like that's what all the questions were this week. Were just thoughts on the topics.
Well, that's okay. We can discuss.
We can discuss. I thought the Friends reunion already happened, and I just didn't watch it.
I heard rumors a long time ago,
and I thought it eventually happened. Apparently, it's airing May 27th.
Oh. That's almost World Amnesty Day. I can't remember the is that Turtle Day? It's a big day.
Not
then.
Tortoise Day.
The 27th. I'm going to tell you what that was.
All right, let us know, Mom.
Oh, I have nothing for the 27th. So
well,
that's because
it is Friends Reunion
Friends
Day.
Reunion.
It's
day.
Friends Reunion Day, Mom.
Yeah.
So am I excited for it? Sure. I thought I had missed it. So glad to know that I didn't.
Are they going to sit around and did we discuss this?
Yeah, Mom, it's been all over.
They're going to sit around and discuss, not actually like 20 years later, this is what's happening.
I think it's a sit and discuss.
Mickey Mouse, just talk to me.
What just happened?
That was weird. He told me what time it was.
6:18.
Do you know how many times
the
kids push Mickey Mouse?
I refuse to let them play with my watch.
Yeah.
All right. Continue. Nora wanted us to talk about the rocket that landed in the ocean. So
yeah.
China had launched a thingy and it was in orbit and then it was slowly crashing down on the Earth. And basically it was like the landing space of it, because it was just crashing. It wasn't like a, you know, scheduled landing. Was like basically anywhere all over the Earth.
Yeah, they showed, oh, here's a map of where it might.
And
land.
It was
and
the
I'm
whole
like,
world. It was
okay,
the whole world.
Everybody.
Yes.
But everywhere.
Everyone was like, so we're all going to die. And I was like, no, only some of you would. Some. If it landed, it would have to land in a populated land. But the Earth is mainly water. So
75%.
I was pretty confident that it would land in the water. And then my friends were like, aren't you stressed? And I was like, why would I be stressed? I either die or I don't.
And it would be instant.
It would
like
be
you'd hear a boom, and then you wouldn't
so,
know.
So There was no reason to stress about it. What was I going to do? Go into my bomb shelter? I don't have one of those that you
know
of.
It would crash onto it. Then you couldn't get out of it. So.
But I would let you know that's where I was so that you would come. You would just start going through the wreckage, Mom.
This is true. I would.
Should we build some bomb shelters? This seems right.
You have space for it. I just got my grass to grow, so I don't want one in my backyard, but you could put a pretty nice one here.
Yeah, I could dig up this grass. You have to have a city permit to build a bomb shelter?
Well, it's got to be big if you want me in it.
Well, I mean, you're just like this. Oh, because of claustrophobia? Would you rather die or have claustrophobia?
Probably die.
Yes, there it is. The woman who can't go into a parking garage.
Or sit in the backseat of a car without...
You also can't do a window seat in an airplane.
Well, it depends on who the person is next to me.
If it's your dad, you're fine.
No, because he's big and I couldn't get over him fast enough and he takes too long to get out of a seat.
But if it was me, you'd be fine?
I'd be fine with you or someone really little.
Like Parker.
Yeah, I could carry him out.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. So yeah, that rocket, it didn't hit us.
No, it did not.
But now it probably... killed a bunch of
fishies and
coral things. Fish things.
Is that a mosquito?
Probably. I feel like I'm getting bit out here.
All right,
and we're moving on. Abby wants us to talk about the Instagram pronoun options. So Instagram people, train of thought. I need to stick on one train of thought. La, la,
pronouns.
La, la 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 la. Hi. So,
what is happening?
A lot of people on social media. I feel like I'm getting bit alive.
I have spray.
I'm going to die.
Wait, I have...
Mom, give me DEET.
I can't get...
I need the DEET.
Oh, I don't... You know what? Let me look.
It might all be in my head. I'm slowly dying.
No.
Okay. Oh, it's on my hand. I got bit all over my hand.
Okay.
Mom.
Do you have spray?
Mom, I'm dying.
Do you have spray?
I have Benadryl.
No. I can go in my car.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I think I have some.
It's in my car.
Hold on.
It's in my car. Okay, we're looking for it. Do you have it? We must be sprayed. Oh, is that organic?
Yes.
Gosh, it's not going to do anything. They're going to go, ooh, this tastes good. Okay, here we go. The traumas of recording outside.
I forgot about mosquitoes.
Well, I got mosquitoed last time I was in L.A.
Oh, you did.
That's... horrid.
It's to keep the freaking mosquitoes away, Mom. Of course it smells bad. Oh, get out of my face, mosquitoes. Nobody likes you. Blazes.
This is bad.
Well, hopefully the mosquitoes think the same.
I can't breathe. Wait.
Get a mask. She's running around the yard breathing.
Holy moly, that's not strong.
Well, it's supposed to be strong so the mosquitoes don't try to eat our blood.
Okay.
You can just sit a little closer. All right. What were we talking about? Pronouns.
Internet.
Nope. Instagram.
Oh my God, that is so strong.
They bite through clothes, right?
Yeah, they bite through everything.
Gosh. Wait, I feel it on my ankle. I feel it on my ankle. I'm spraying it again, Mom. Okay. All right. Hi. Welcome back to All Things Internet, where we are calm, cool, collected the entire
time. Mature women discussing
issues. Just discussing the issues of the world. Pronouns. Instagram. Where was my train of thought? I was trying to keep it, and I couldn't, and then I didn't. Hello. So on social media, found where I am. On social media, people stop laughing at me.
Hot mess.
Okay, people have been, God, words, Mom, I'm everywhere but here. I am everywhere but here. People have been putting their pronouns in their bios for a while, like on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. You put like, I put she, her, Hershey, mm-hmm. Hershey's. Instagram finally put a thing where it's part of like your name, your handle, your pronouns, your bio. So they have made it so like when you sign up for Instagram, it's like it prompts you to put in your pronouns. What you go by, which I thought was really cool. And
I go by Gwen.
Well, no, your pronoun, like
she, he, she, her, her, she, Hershey. Got it.
Yeah. So you put that there, and it's people are like, well, obviously, if there are, you know, some douchebags, like, obviously, I'm a dude, obviously, I'm a chick. Well, listen.
Not everyone goes, but
also it's to help those who are trans, who do have a pronoun that isn't like her, she, or
it's they, them.
Yeah. Or it's like there's a lot of like she, theys, like things like that, where they go by they, them, but also she, her, like whatever, like just whatever
confused.
They want.
Okay.
Yes. So
that's confusing.
It's also to help them feel more accepted, and it's normal to have your pronouns and to like ask someone their pronouns and to see someone's pronouns, so we don't misgender, mispronoun a human being. So I thought it was a cool add to Instagram. I think it was unprompted. I don't know if anything happened. Maybe it was just a decision. I think it's cool. I hope Twitter and TikTok follow. We know Facebook won't. But even though Facebook and Instagram are the same, it's just a different demographic.
Different vibe.
Different everything. It's cool. It's to make everyone feel accepted, included, make it less weird, less awkward, less annoying, less whatever for people who like need to put their... Why are you... Stop reading the bug thing.
It says fresh natural scent, and I don't think they understand what natural fresh scent smells like.
Well...
Organic repellent. Rachel?
Yes, Mom.
It's okay. Give me the deet, please. Give me the deet.
Listen, I don't have any on me. I think there's some in the house. I don't have it now.
It's okay.
Okay. Jenny Lee wants us to talk about Nikki Philippi. Blaze, stop licking your penis. Blaze, stop licking your penis. Anyway, there's these YouTubers that put their dog down.
Okay. That's a sad thing to have to do.
Yes. Well, listen.
It's traumatizing.
This is what happened. I saw it because I saw these people. So what happened was they have this dog. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch the full video. Joy did. Because I mentioned the story to Joy, and Joy researched it because Joy is all about them dogs, as am I. But she's, you know, it's her life. They have this dog that has had issues, and instead of training him, they just locked him inside. And, you know, instead of like rehoming him or training him or doing anything, they just locked him inside, and they didn't teach their kid how to deal with the dog as well. So the dog would the kid would annoy the crap out of the dog. The dog would just avoid it, slowly started growling, slowly started, you know, showing signs of like, this kid is bugging me.
Yeah.
I don't know how to deal with it. And eventually nipped the kid on the cheek. And from what I see, I didn't see like, it wasn't a maul, it's a nip. You know how like a mother dog nips her kids to be like, knock it off?
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to put the dog down because there was no other options for them. No other options such as getting a trainer or rehoming the dog or even putting it in a shelter. So listen,
listening.
The worst part is before they put the dog down, they decided to have a photo shoot with the dog and the kid. So the kid and the dog are like cuddling. And I'm like, you're putting this dog down because it's a vicious creature, even though you're totally fine with having a photo shoot with it and your son?
That's kind of weird.
What are you doing? I'm sorry. The whole thing was disgusting to me. Like, from the beginning, they didn't know how to deal with the dog, and so they didn't do anything. They set this dog up to fail.
Yep.
The entire time, they set the dog up to fail. When you have kids in the house, you have to take more measures to prevent something like this from happening. It's not the breed's fault. It's the freaking owner's fault. And they were trying to get pity and sympathy from the internet by doing a freaking photo shoot and posting a video being like, it was so hard for us. No, you little buttheads. You just murdered a dog because you didn't get your butt in gear. And then you wanted pity from the internet. Disgusting.
Disgusting.
It's absolutely disgusting. It's disgusting. And Joy watched the video because Jenny Lee wanted Joy's opinion. She's also disgusted. My best friend is a dog trainer, Joy, who works a lot with dogs with issues,
mm-hmm.
and she has rehabilitated so many dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You get a trainer, you get the right trainer, you rehome it, you do something, you find out a foster, anything. You can do so many things, but they went straight to putting the dog down because they just didn't want to deal with it anymore. Disgusting. Don't get a dog unless you can deal with the dog. That's all. Danny wanted us to talk about how Target released the worst Pride collection on Earth. So I didn't know this, but Target releases Pride collections, Pride clothing.
Well, how are we supposed to know if we don't get to go into Target much?
Okay. Well, I mean, because we can go in now. They have.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, neither did I. And then they released this season's, and everyone on TikTok was making so much fun of it because they were so. It was like stereotypical, like, it's a rainbow. The gays will love it. This was basically their entire mentality. So they could have done so many cute things with like a subtle something here or there. They were very inclusive of all of everyone in the community, but it was just tacky.
Hmm.
It was tackily done. I did try them all on. I bought everything at my Target and tried them all on if you want to watch. I made a YouTube video out of it, but it was tacky.
I've not seen that one yet.
Mom, you the reason I'm not getting views anymore? You're not watching my stuff?
I've been busy.
Excuses, I haven't watched excuses.
Anybody's anything and I need to.
You know,
to.
Joy has taken your spot as my number one fan.
Mm-mm.
Yes, she has. Mm-mm. She watches all of my videos and texts me and voice memos me and tells me about them.
Okay, well, I'm your mom.
She voice memoed me today and told me how funny my Function and Beauty brand deal was.
You're always funny. You're my favorite number one comedian. I got in trouble when I didn't say that last time.
Yeah, you did. Savannah wants us to talk about how the CDC says fully vaccinated people do not have to wear their masks in most indoor places. So my mom and I are fully vaxxed, and she's just spraying more bug spray on her. God, those are good. Anyway, so we don't have to wear our masks inside in most indoor places.
Right.
So.
No, not true. What?
We don't have to wear our masks at most indoor places.
I will forever wear my mask at the grocery store.
Yeah. I'm still going to wear my mask. I didn't read too much into it, Mom.
I thought we're fully vaccinated, so when we're in each other's homes, we don't have to wear masks.
Correct.
Well, we never did anyway because we were always, what's the word?
Quarantine?
Yeah. I think the bug spray is getting
I think we are head. Gone. I do feel a little something in my head.
Woo! What kind of...
I mean, natural doesn't mean that you won't get you high because there's a lot of natural things that get you high. Shoot.
Woo!
Okay. I think I have a headache.
That was pretty potent
stuff.
I don't
know what's going on. I don't know. Next topic. Justin said, Joshua, I don't know how to say his last name, Bassett, came out as gay. I don't know who this is. I know he's a famous person. I looked him up and I was like, I've seen his face before. That's the end of it. Congratulations to him. Welcome to the community. Hope you aren't offended by Target's Pride Collection. Okay. Then Danny also wanted to talk about the Pfizer vaccine is now available for children 12 and up. It was originally 18 and up, and now children 12 and up can get the Pfizer vaccine. So if you want it,
Pfizer? Is it just Pfizer?
I believe it's just Pfizer as of now. They've done a little more research.
Okay.
I feel like the Pfizer's like the top tier of the vaccines.
We're Moderna girls.
I am. I'm not mad about being a Moderna girl.
We are Moderna girls.
I've got it.
Just because we didn't have a choice and we got Moderna.
I want it. I got it. So I'm not saying, but I'm just saying like.
Ariana Grande.
Correct.
Got it. Okay.
I love you. And then at Tiny SE or Tiny C or Tiny C. I don't know what your at is. Your name was just a smiley face. How am I supposed to say your name if it's just a smiley face?
Happy wants us to know.
Happy wants us to talk about the Ellen show is ending. After
it
like
is.
2 years of her kind of getting torn through the mud, kind of rightfully so, because of all like the crap behind the scenes and whatnot. There were sexual allegations about her staff or what I believe. And so in 2022, her show is ending.
Oh, I already. Oh, okay.
What?
I didn't know about that. I thought they said she was just mean.
Yeah, she was mean, but she's getting blamed for things that were happening. Like, she had a crew of, like, over 200 people.
Oh.
She doesn't know them all. Mm-mm. But the show in and of itself is just kind of, it's lost its...
Luster.
It's not its luster, but it's, like, good name, basically.
Yeah.
So, it's, they decided to end it.
End it.
And then the last bit of news, Dahlia wants us to talk about the Twitter tip jar. So this is on my page now because I went, what is this? So there's a tip jar. If you go onto certain people's profiles, I think you have to be verified.
I'm verified.
You are. So there's just this thing. If you go on these verified, I think, people's profiles, there's this little like cash button where you can click it and you can just send the person money.
Why?
It's a tip jar. I don't know. This is kind of like, what is it called? OnlyFans status?
Oh.
Like, I don't know. Like, maybe you could do some shady deals on it. I don't know. But it's connected to, like, my Cash App. And I created a Cash App for it. Because I was like, I want to see what this is.
Have you gotten any tips?
No. And rightfully so, I have not. Why would someone tip me on Twitter? What does that mean?
I'll
if someone's
going to
spend money on me, why wouldn't they buy merch or buy a Cameo? Like, there's no one should be sending me free money. That doesn't make sense.
There's
but
always a catch.
Hank Green tweeted, why isn't this a button on the tweets? So if like a tweet goes viral and someone likes it, or if they're like, hey, I'm trying to promote this thing, go click it. Like, yeah. And the button's right there. I guess that's a thing. It's just like, hey, I'm trying to raise money. Send me money on my Cash App, which is connected to my Twitter. I guess that makes sense. But Hank Green, mom, you and those mosquitoes.
Or I guess I'm just delicious.
I have that. We both have that type of blood that
we
they
do.
Just crave.
They do.
And my organic, biotanical, botanical, and snapsack, eco-smart, scent. Shake well before use. I'm reading the bottle as I'm sitting here. It just isn't going to cut it. Anyway, so the tip jar is weird. And Hank Green made a point of it should be on each individual tweet. So if someone like really likes the tweet, yeah. They can send you money that way. Blaze, stop licking your crotchal area. He looks so pitiful.
He got shamed.
He just gave you a look. Anyway.
I didn't tell you. She did.
That is all of the news I have today. And before we're going to play a game because no one asked any questions. But before we play the game, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor. All right, we're going to play the 5-second rule.
Okay.
You know how to play this? Just spit it out. That's what it says on the side.
And Blaze doesn't like the buzzer.
Correct. So I'm just going to count.
Look at him. He's already looking like
he doesn't like it. I posted a video Thursday testing 99 Cent Store summer products, and he was in such a hyper mood. We didn't correct him because we thought it was funny. Like, we could have stopped him. But he was in such a mood where he just thought everything was a toy for him and was just trying to eat every single thing
that we
pulled out. And he successfully did. He destroyed a lot of things from the 99 Cent Store. Luckily, they were only 99 cents. Actually, it was a lie. Most of the stuff I bought was like $5.99 because they're stupid.
Well, there was the 99 in it, so that's all that matters. Do I get a pile?
Yeah, here you go.
Thanks.
All right, let me take a sipple.
Sipple? These are hard.
Got a sipple.
Those are hard.
All right, Mom, are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's see if Blaze allows this to happen. Nope,
he's already
on it. Mom, in 5 seconds, name 3 gender-neutral names.
Sue, Chris, somebody.
No!
My brain just went. Kelly.
Kelly. Pat.
Oh, Sue, a boy named Sue. There's a song called A Boy Named Sue. So
yeah, because Sue. His dad made him tough. It was a Johnny Cash song, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I just remember Sue.
Christopher used to always make me listen to Johnny Cash when I worked at Magic Geek with him.
Why?
He thought it was funny. I hated it. He hated my music. So we either listen to Johnny
Cash.
That
thing makes me nervous.
Oh, my God. Okay. We won't. Well, I'm going to
use it
for me.
I can use it for you.
Yeah, ready?
Okay, Rachel, name 3 celebrities who've been on Carpool Karaoke. Go.
Oh, Harry Styles, Meghan Trainor, One Direction.
No, that's the same. No.
Two different.
No.
Two
no.
different.
No.
Okay, we both failed. Fine. What? Who would know boat manufacturers? No one. Okay, Mom, name 3 baby shower gifts.
Diapers, butt wipe, and baby food.
There we go. Basically just 3 things you need for babies.
Right. All right, Rachel.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I can't hate me. Name 3 pirates. Go.
Joe, John, Hank.
There's this really cute book out. It's about a pirate that...
Wait, are there... Do people know pirate names?
Yeah. What's Johnny Depp's character?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But there's this cute story that we read to the grandkids, and Dad uses his pirate voice.
Hey, matey.
He's really good at it. And they steal dirty socks. They steal your dirty socks. And then he runs into another pirate boat. And it's all women, and they steal your dirty underwear. And they... I host him up. It ends up to be his big sister. It's pretty funny. It sounds weird when I say
But I want to know, do people actually know pirate? Are there pirate names? Like, One-eyed sparrow. Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow. The guy on VeggieTales. Wasn't there a pirate on VeggieTales?
Yeah, the little, the peas?
Yeah.
So did you want me to say the peas? What do you mean?
Oh, no. Oh, Blackbeard. That was a, okay. That was a pirate.
Okay.
And
okay.
What about that Moby Dick one? Was there?
I didn't
was that,
read
that. That wasn't a pirate.
No.
That was a captain. Ahab.
See, there's the thing is Captain Jack Sparrow.
But he was a pirate.
But he was a pirate.
You have to be a captain to be a pirate ship
today.
Person.
It's this, go. Isn't it?
Yes, it is. It makes me so nervous. Okay,
Mom,
go.
Name three winter outdoor activities.
Skiing, snowboarding, and snowball fighting.
That is three winter outdoor activities. Good
yes,
job,
it
Mom.
Is.
Good job.
All right, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
That one's too easy.
Hey, give me one. I haven't gotten one yet.
Name three TV sitcoms. Go.
Ellen, Seinfeld, Modern Family, Friends. Wait,
you
with
got
sitcoms?
It.
What's the difference? Oh, I only got two. Friends and Seinfeld are the only sitcoms.
What else did you say?
Ellen.
She did have a sitcom.
Then I did it right. I was correct.
Way
I
before,
said it.
Way
yep.
many, many years ago.
I was right the whole time.
Did you ever watch that one?
No.
She had a sitcom a long, long time ago.
Mom, mm-hmm. Name three herbs.
Wait,
herbs.
Like thyme.
Oh, God. Okay, ready, go.
Thyme, rosemary, and sage.
You can't steal the ones I told you.
Rachel,
what?
Ready? Name three places to take a selfie. Go.
A mountain, a beach, your bedroom.
I thought for sure you're going to say on the toilet because I think you've done that before.
I don't do that. I'm not that. That's more of a Colleen business. I'm sure I've done it, but that's more of a Colleen thing.
Oh, here's a good one for you.
Okay. Name three ways to procrastinate at work.
Go to the cooler. Go to the bathroom. Take out the trash.
Don't they have a cleaning service that takes out the trash?
Hey, but if you don't feel like doing your work, I think I'll empty my trash can.
All right. That's fair.
Rachel.
Yes.
Name three people worthy of retweeting.
Me, you, Colleen, Jessica, Christopher, Corey, Chrissy Teigen. Done.
Okay. I never tweet.
All right. Here's the last one for me. This is the last one I'm going to give you. You can give me one more after this.
Okay.
Name three items in a grandma's purse.
Tissues, chapstick, and a candy.
I was just going to say, why aren't you just naming things in your purse?
Chapstick?
I was going to, hard candy was what I was going to say. Okay, give me one more.
One more. Okay, Rachel, name three women's magazines. Sexist.
Cosmo, GQ, Us Weekly.
Now, why are those for women?
I don't know. Some form of sexism.
That's what I read that, I'm like, wait
that's,
a minute.
No, exactly.
Wait a minute.
That's it. All right. That's, genuinely no one asked any questions, really. So I don't have anything to say.
They're saving them up for in 2 weeks.
Right. Right.
May 31st, we'll see them all back here.
May 31st?
Last day of May.
Last day
of May. All right back here.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Your squirrels are doing well. We talked about your birds.
Next time I'll be able to tell you about the baby birds, how many actually hatched out of the five eggs. Mm. They're blue, speckled. They're really cute.
Your dog won't eat them, right? If they like fall out.
No, they're up on an eave.
Got it.
Oh, if they fall out, they fall out in the planter box. And I would notice if I'm there.
Okay. All right.
And if
sounds
I'm
good.
Not there, I won't know what happened. So it's okay.
All right. Sounds good. All right. I love you guys. Mom, I love you.
I love you.
Thank you for the bug bites and the good time.
Thank you for supplying your backyard.
Always.
It's a beautiful evening here.
Always.
The Los Angeles of California.
Yep. All right. Then you want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.